Lakuta Sichas Chelik Tezvav, Parsha Chayesara, Sicha Aleph. Figeretchen Filmo, as was mentioned many times, when he gave the Shemus as the Sedras, in regards to the names of a Sedra, as the Teichem for Yed Sedra is ungedeit in the nomen, that the theme of every Sedra can be found in the name of the Sedra. When Azoy Eich Benidin Parsha Seinu, the same is true for our Parsha, as the nomen Chayesara, that the name of the Seder, which is called Chayesara, is Meramez, Evdem Teichem for the Ganze Sedra, brings out the theme of the entire Sedra. Is Tamua, so this needs to be understood. The Ganze Sedra read wegen Passierungen, welche seinen gewen nicht in the Zeit von Chayesara, Beshas 11, because the entire Sedra talks about events that happened not during the lifetime of Sara, nor Adaraba, Alamuras, Sedam, Basidla, Achre, Mrs. Sara. All of everything that happened in this Seder happened after Sara passed away. Unishnor, Zainizeba, Poyel, Gishen, in Usmambos, Nochir, Tira. And not only is it that they happened to happen, they happened to take place after she passed away. Nor Euch Betechnam, Zainizeba, von Chai Sara. But their theme also seems to be the opposite of the life of Sara, because in the Ereshta Parsha, in the very first parsha of our Sedra, it talks about Avraham Avinu buying the Maros Avchela for the purpose of burying Sarah. The Tzveit, so that, of course, is talking about the death of Sarah, not about the life of Sarah. The Tzveit, the Inyan from Sedra, what does it talk about in the second part of the Sedra? Is given the Sui Yitzchak V'Rivka, talks about the marriage of Yitzchak to Rivka. Was besiem asibr zog the pasuk that at the end of that story, what does the pasuk say? By Yinochem Yitzchak achrei imay, that after marrying Rivka, Yitzchak was comforted after his mother. He was now comforted over the loss of his mother. Umeshemesahu misnachem beishtoi, because his mother died, now he was comforted by his wife. And the same is true, and certainly so true about the third idea of the Sedra, the third story of the Sedra, that Avram went and took another wife. And then it goes on to talk about the children of Yishmael. All this goes against the life of Sarah. For him, it's is the seder from Gorish Amazoyz Vizbino, because as far as Sarah is concerned, she wanted Keturah or otherwise known as Hagar. She was the second wife. He took Hagar again, and so Sarah wanted her gone. Her and Yishmael, she wanted them gone from the house. So taking them into the house and talking about their children, that seems to go against Sarah's vision. How can one say that Chayesara is the theme of this Sedra, and that it's every part of the Sedra talks about Chayesara, when it seems to be the exact opposite, that every story in the Sedra seems to be talking about what happened after Sara, other than Sara? The beer bazaar, so to explain this, is Yadua, the Pirush and Dembos, the Gemara Zok, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, Ma'azar Abachayim, Afu Bachayim. We know what the Gemara says, that Yaakov Avinu did not die, and explains it, that what does it mean it didn't die? Because just as his children are alive, so also he is alive. What's the explanation of that? The Emes, the Inyuf Achayim, because the true meaning of life is an Ebeker, means that there is eternal life, that life goes on, continues, an Itzchidik Eleben. Und das ist meglach nur bei diva seine dovuk zum Eibishn, and that is of course possible but only by those who are attached to Hashem. Was is mokar achayim banitzchia netzach amiti, because Hashem is the source of true life and eternity in general. V'yestayt v'Hashem elikim emes hu elikim chayim, as it says in the pasuk, that Hashem is the God of truth, He is the God of life. V'atam advekim v'Hashem elikim chayim, and that you, speaking to Yidden, you are attached to Hashem, and therefore you are alive. So in other words, life comes from being connected to Hashem. The fun is verstandig, from this we can understand, as ven is nikke by Yankovin, as by Yaakov is given an emes inyan von chayim, where can we see that Yaakov lived an eternal life, and that it didn't end when he passed away? Chayim nitzchim, Chaim Shel Kedusha, how do we know that he lived a life of holiness, which means that a life of eternity? B'shas mezed, the nitzchus v'zayn chayim, when we see that his life carries on, continues. As oich la'ach etzeis ha'nishom min agul v'etes nimshach, that even after his soul left his body, the purpose of his life, the meaning of his life, continued on. Oich shpeter, that even afterwards, meaning zaroi, his children also continued in that same theme of life, is b'chayim. Zeyelem is the zolbe v'yagov in his chayim, that their life continued on the same path as their father's life, a path of Kedusha, a path connected to Hashem, and therefore we know that that Yaakov also lived an eternal life. The same can be understood in regards to the life of Sora. Then veren is galu and bashtetik chayesora. When do we see that Sora's life was not just a temporary life, but it was a continuous and an eternal life? Then the Ashpo von Schnee Chayesor is Kentig Euch Nochens Mam von der Leben Baumedeim, when her imprint and the meaning of her life continues after, even after she lived her life in this body. Then Iri Yonet Toib Kedusha, Verenimshech Euch Shpeta, when her approach to life and her Kedusha, the things that she promoted and so on, continued even after her soul leaves her body. Dafke Beifen Zeh Kenen Iri Kulchav Zayim Shonab Atzechim Bernatz Chayesor. Only then can the 127 years that she lived in this world be considered to be true life of Sarah, real life, Chayim Aruyim L'shmam, life which deserves to be called life, because the Chayim Amidah for Sarah Imenu, and that they're called the true life of Sarah because they are eternal. Only then can we see that. This explains that part of the parsha which talks about the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka. As we bow down, Hogaf and Yitzchak Sarah's kin, Zara Bachaim, is given by Hashem in the state of Bachaim Sarah, that since Yitzchak, who was her child, and therefore her, you know, continues her life, since he continued with the same, on the same path that Sarah taught him, when Azoi is given down, Hogaf and Rivka mid Vemen, Erot Chasnegat, and that same was true of Rivka, to whom he got married, to whom Yitzchak got married, b'shteit v'yivyeo Yitzchak ha'el Sara imay. As the pasuk says, that Yitzchak brought her into the tent of Sarah, his mother. So what does Rashi say? Varehi Sara imay. He brought her into the tent. Oh, behold, she is just like his mother. She continues the same lifestyle as Sarah. As the inyan is Sarah ne'edol g'merev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. That all those things that Yitzchak saw by Sarah, which is that the light, the Shabbos light, continued, burned all week. Baruch HaMetzuyah Be'isa, and that there was a blessing found in the dough. The Inu Kosh Onan Kosher Al Oil, and that there was a cloud over the tent. Zayne Nimshu Gevoren Euch Nordem by Rivka, which means that since these miracles happened for Sarah and they continued for Rivka, obviously then she was doing the same things as Sarah to cause those miracles to continue. Only then could you truly say that Sarah was still alive. You see that Rivka, Yitzchak's wife Rivka, continues and everything continues as it was till now. But this is not enough to explain it. Because in addition to the fact that this only explains one aspect of the Seder, one story of the Seder, but not the other two. But in Oyach, in addition to that, there's also the following problem. The Parsha Beruba Ret Nishveg Etzem Nesuyim, because the Parsha doesn't talk about the marriage itself. The marriage is only described in a very few psukim. Nor Vegn Deprote Amiroz Vadiburim in the Shlichus von Eliezer. It goes on, the vast majority of the Parsha talks about Eliezer's mission and what he was talking about and what happened and what he said and so on. Viad Yitrofen Rivka, how he met up with Rivka, and Viad Thus Ibigit Seltzubasul and then Lovon, and then how he recounted everything that happened to him. Once again he told it over to Ibsul and Lovon, Ungepelzer Askamaf and Shidduch v'chulu, and that how he brought them to agree to the Shidduch. So it's talking not about the marriage itself, but all the what led up to the marriage, what led up to the Shidduch. So even in regards to this story, it seems to be only a small part of the Parsha which talks about the continuity of Sarah. So we'll understand this by first explaining. Was euch in the erste Parsha von der Sedere is the Arichas Dafki in the Mshakle V'tarit Tishn Avram and the Bnei Chayz V'Efren V'Nkoyf in the Morus HaMachpelah. We'll understand this by seeing that in the first story in the parasha, which talks about the burial of Sarah, the most of the story is about the negotiation and the discussion between Avram and Ephron and the Bnei Chayz, and that's what seems to be talked about in the parasha. Euch fadet sich das Asbara. We also have to understand, by the haschol from the raid from Avram to the Bnei Chayz, where Avram Avinu began his discussion with Bnei Chayz, it says, Ger v'toysh v'noich yemachem. I am a stranger and a citizen with you. Zog nechazal. So what our sages tell us, those two are opposites of each other. A stranger, a visitor, and a citizen are the opposite of each other. So they explain, Im tirtzu, if you want, harein ger, then you can consider me to be a visitor. Vos lav e yetoshav. The im lav, but if you don't want to treat me right as a visitor and sell it to me at a reasonable price and so on, then I will consider myself to be a citizen, but lenem and adin, and I will take it because it truly is mine. Sh'amali HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem said to me, Lezarecha etenes ha'oretz hazeis, Hashem told me already that He would give me my children this land. So in other words, it really belongs to me. So you have your choice. Either you can treat me as a stranger and sell it to me, and we'll do it that way. And if not, if you don't want to treat me that way, so then I'll just take it because it's rightfully mine. The lechayit is nishmuv, so we have to understand about this. Number one, v'bald Avraham adi amar samach peli gehat geken tsunem nadin, since it seems that Avraham could have taken it by law. He could have taken it, it belonged to him. Why then did he make so much effort that they should sell it to him, and not only sell it to him, but the full price for the retail value? And he said to them, you can treat me as a stranger, you can treat me as a visitor. Number two, how could he have taken it by law? What law is on his side to take it? Since at that time it didn't yet belong to Avram, it's just that Hashem told him, eventually I would give it to you, to your children. The time will come when I will give it to your children. So what right does he have to take it now? The Siyama Seder, we also have to understand at the end of the Seder, where it talks about when Avraham Avinu passed away and that Yitzchok and Yishmol buried him. Zogen Razal, and Rashi brings this up. Our sages tell us, and Rashi quotes it, Mikan she'osa Yishmol tshuva v'heilich es Yitzchok lefonov. From here we see that Yishmol eventually did tshuva, and he allowed Yitzchok as the rightful heir to go before him, even though he was older. But since Yitzchok was the rightful heir, he allowed him to go before him, and so we see that Yishmol did tshuva, and he recognized the truth for how it truly is. Dafen verstehen, so we have to understand, Favos is the Torah Meramez Yishmol's tshuva, ton esht by Kfuras Avram, la'achap tirosei. Why is it that the Torah only recognizes and acknowledges Yishmol's tshuva only after Avram Avinu died and at his burial? Since we know that Yishmol did tshuva while Avram Avinu was still alive, how do we know that? That's what it says, that you will die in a good age, in a good old age. What does that mean? Because Yishmol did tshuva too, and therefore Avram had nachas from Yishmol in his older age as well. So we know that he did tshuva before. Yet the Torah only acknowledges his tshuva after Avraham Avinu died, and he allowed Yitzchak to go before Yishmol. Why does he leave it? Why does the Torah leave it for the very end and only mentions it then? The beard and them. So the explanation is, Bahagdam Achilik Sishn Avraham and Sarah Benigezeh Toilus. By first explaining the difference between Avraham and Sarah in regards to their children. Avraham is Kipshute Given Nishnor the Foto of Yitzchak. Avram was, in the simple sense, he was not only the father of Yitzchak, nor Euch fin Yishmol, he was also the father of Yishmol. Bizvi Chazal Zogen, as our sages tell us, as Bnei Bincha Yechidcha Sherahavta, that all those three words, your son, your only son, that you love, that Hashem said to Avram Avinu by the beginning of the Akedah, where he was trying to identify Yitzchak, and then finally, because all those three words could apply both to Yitzchak and Yishmael, so Avram still said, well, both of them, they apply to both, and finally Hashem said, Es Yitzchak. Isai Yitzchak and Isai Yishmael. So Bincha, Yechidcha, and Asherah have to apply both to Yitzchak and Yishmael. Nochme Yishmael is Bayim Geboren, Geboren Far Yitzchak. And in fact, Yishmael was born first. Das heißt, das von Avram is Ariz Gekumen Nishnor der Am Yisrael, which means that from Avram came forth not only the Jewish nation, nor Eich the Ander Umas, but also other nations came forth from him. Bizaz the Eibishtar Zogt Avam Angoyim Nesaticha. As Hashem said to Avram, I have made you the father of multitudes of nations. It is Av L'chol Olam, that he is the father of the whole world. Takegen Sarah. On the other hand, when we talk about Sarah, is given the Mutter Nor from Yitzchak. She was the mother of Yitzchak exclusively. Das heißt, if Shaychas is Blois Tzam Yisrael, which means her connection is only to the Jewish nation. And the same is true also for the different types of Avodah between Avram and Sarah. Avram at Mefarsing Venelukus to Allah Sugi Bnei Adam. Avram Avinu publicized godliness, monotheism to all kinds of people. Hikri Avram Avinu L'shmei Shlagos Baruch Befekol Oyve V'shav. Avram Avinu caused all kinds of travelers, anyone that came by, to pronounce the name of Hashem. These are filut zu arvayim, even to Arabs, the ones that the lowly Arabs that bowed down to the dust on their feet, even those kinds of people he also included into trying to get them to thank Hashem. And it didn't matter whether they would continue on with the kind of things he was teaching them or not. The minute they leave his house, he doesn't know what they're going to do, but still he made an effort that they too should acknowledge Hashem. Masha'en ken Sarah, on the other hand, Sarah is Mishonoylod Yitzchak Dashbao Nam Shachar Lukus Vazdurchir Given Norlumakam Aroi. Once Yitzchak was born, her focus of bringing godliness was only into the places that she felt deserved it. In Sadaktusha, which means into holiness. As alluded to in the story of Rabbano, which is explained at length in Chassidus, the Gemara tells an interesting story about a certain Tano or Amir Rabbano that was he made it his job to make sure that all graves should be properly marked. And when he came to Maros HaMachpelah, he saw Eliezer and he asked him, what is Avram doing inside the Maros HaMachpelah? And Eliezer said, Eved Avram said that he is lying with Sarah and she is peering at his head. So Chassidus explains, what does this mean? She's peering at his head. That Sarah was there. The head means the hair. The hair is a source of limited chayas, where chayas can go to the wrong place. So Sarah was in charge. She was making sure that the chayas that comes from Avram should not be directed to any place that it shouldn't go. In other words, that Sarah, her focus was that the Kedusha should only be directed in the place of Kedusha. That the chayas of Avram should only be directed in the area of Kedusha. That this was also her focus also expressed itself in regards to even Avram Avinu's son Yishmael. Sarah dwegen em gesagt und eus geführt, that Sarah said about him and she in fact got her way. Goresh ha'om ha'zeis, you have to banish him. He has to be gone. Ves benaki lo yishven ha'om ha'zeis and b'niyim Yitzchak, because he has no place inheriting alongside Yitzchak. Even though to Avram this was disturbing, but Sarah made sure that this is what happened. Avram at Mamshir given a lukus to Alamin. In other words, Avram Avinu, he directed a lukus to anyone. Is Vayera Dava Ma'id al Oides Benoid, therefore he felt bad that she wasn't allowing Yishmael to be able to benefit from Avraham Avinu's Ashpa. That she tells me to send him away. In fact, Avraham Avinu requested of Hashem that Yishmael should also live before Hashem, meaning that he should become a mensch too. And in fact, that's what Hashem listened to him, and he did become a mensch in the end. Mit Sad Sarah aber hat Yishmael kein Erech nicht zu Yitzchak. On the other hand, from Sarah's perspective, Yishmael has no comparison to Yitzchak. V'meila darv zayin gara sh'oma azayz v'zbenokila yira sh'oma b'cholu v'geymer im b'ni v'geymer. Because in comparison to Yitzchak, in the place of Yitzchak, Yishmael has no place at all. He doesn't belong there at all, and therefore we have to get rid of him from here. Er is nish shayich tzunemen ashpaz avram tzuzame mi Yitzchak, which means Yidden, that he has no place taking Ashpa from Avram alongside Yitzchak, which means the Yidden, that the Yidden have to have exclusive access to Avram, and that Yishmael has no place there. Der Inyan is the Nekuda Kelelus from the Drei Parshas V'Sipurim in Unza Sedra, and this idea is the central point of the three Parshas in our Sedra. The Maoros HaMachpelah is given Mokim Kvorosim from Adam v'Chava. The Maoros HaMachpelah was the place where Adam and Chava were buried. Was von zei stam de ganze min enushi. They were, of course, the parents of the entire humankind. Lefize had the Maoros HaMachpelah in lecheiden nish gedavtam ha-shaychas noro bedavke tzeiden. According to this, that they were the first ones to be buried there, the Maoros HaMachpelah did not necessarily have a connection only exclusively to Yidden. Und doch seit man still we see as Avram hat sich mishtadl geben as unes obgekäuft l'kvore Sarah. Still we see that Avram made the effort and he made sure to buy it for the purpose of burying Sarah there. Und dort gefinnt sich de Gimel Ovis und Gimel Nimois. And that's where in the end the three patriarchs and matriarchs are buried there. Das gehet lois Siden, and that in other words that it belongs only to the Jewish nation. Das Gufa is aber weiß, dass Eden sein in euch der Iker von Adam und Chava, and that this in itself brings out that if you want to know what Adam and Chava truly are, it's expressed dafke in Yidden. Und alle andere Umes haben kein Erech nicht sogar besehen, that all the other nations have no, cannot be compared to the Yidden, even in their, in as it pertains to Adam and Chava. Der Noch wird in the Seder Arois gebracht, in Sippe von Eliezer Schlichus, noch a hechere inyan. Then is brought out in the story of Eliezer and his shlichas an even higher idea. The hechekeit von Eden is nicht nur im Bezug zu the umes us hom klalken shaychen zu Avram ben, that the this idea that the Yidden are on a higher level is not only in comparison to the other nations which have no connection to Avram to begin with. Nor euch bin ich ja solche was haben ja gewisse shaychas. But even in comparison to those people who do have a certain connection to Avram. Where do we see this? Wegen Eliezer, Rebbe Avram, wird gesagt, als is doyle umashke meteirus terosu shol rabbi l'acherim. In regards to Avram, Eliezer, the servant of Avram, it says that he was a dedicated servant, that he would take from the teachings of Avram and he would give it to other people. He himself was an agent for dispersing the teachings of Avram. Und in dem Sipper Gufe, wenn es ein Schliches, and in the story of this parasha, where it talks about his mission to go find a wife for Yitzchak, that zählt der Teure wegen dem Ribbe Nissen, was hat der Eberstaat in Bavisen, talks about the great miracles that Hashem showed for him, bei sein Durchführen des Schliches von Avram, in connection with carrying out this mission of Avram, bis as von Eches HaSipper Lene Chazal Arois, as Yafes Chosem Shal Abdei, and not only that, but the Chazal tell us that the fact that the Torah repeats the whole story twice, we learn from this that the idle talk, I don't know, idle is the wrong word maybe, but the conversation of the servant of Avram is more dear than the Torah of the children, because the Torah of the children, many halachas are learned from one letter, one word, and so on. And here, it repeats an entire parsha with a whole story yet again, because that's what Eliezer said. So in other words, shows the great importance of Eliezer as a person. He had miracles shown for him. He was an agent for Avram. His conversation was worthy of repeating twice. And after understanding the great level of Eliezer, had Avram nish gekent mishadol zayin Yitzchak mit bitches Eliezer. Avram was unable to give his son Yitzchak as a wife as a husband to the daughter of Eliezer. And the reason is Val b'ni baruch v'ata orer. My son is blessed, and yours, you are accursed. He came v'ein orer medabek b'baruch, and the curse cannot connect to the blessed. That's how Rashi quotes from the Medrash that Eliezer wanted Yitzchak for his son-in-law, and Avraham said, no, it's not going to happen. You come from a cursed nation, and he is from a blessed nation. Therefore, there's no possibility. Thus, haste, in other words, nish cooking of the alim milus from Eliezer, that notwithstanding all of these great qualities that Eliezer had, is it rabbe be'erch to Yitzchak and nish blois nidrik b'madrega in comparison to Yitzchak? Not only is he on a lower level, nor is legabe envia oror is maglach to aboruch, that in comparison to Yitzchak, he is like a cursed person in comparison to a blessed person. So we see that not only to people out there in general, represented by other Machaba, but also Eliezer, who was so close to Avram, still there is no comparison. Bam siyam ha-sedra is the Torah meisiv noch aggressor in Ili in them. And then by the end of the sedra, the Torah talks about an even higher level than this. As the hechekait von Eden is a filo legabe de toildes von Avram, that the fact that the Yidden are on a higher level is even in comparison to the children of Avram himself. Und das is in an oifen, as the toildes haben kein tfizis makam nishin, that the comparison is also in such a way that there is they have no value at all in comparison to the Yidden. How do we see this? After the Torah says that Yosef took Avram took another wife, her name was Keturah, she gave birth from Avram. In other words, they were his children. Zog the pasuk, "Vayiten Avram es kol ha'shaloi liYitzchak." It then follows up and says, and Avram gave everything that he had to Yitzchak, and to the children of the concubines, meaning Keturah. Noson Avram matonos, he gave them gifts, and he sent them away from being there with Yitzchak his son. The same also in regards to the children of Yishmol, as Chodsh, Zizdain and Toilus Yishmol ben Avram, that even though they are the grandchildren of Avram directly, is of the Torah gleich meisav amadgish, but the Torah immediately emphasizes Asher yolda hagar hamitzris shivchas sara, that he identifies those children as being the children of Hagar from the Egyptian, the shivcha, the maidservant of Sara. As Yishmol's mitzias mitzayne toildes at sof kol adaris, that Yishmol, he and all of his children until the end of time, is Yolda Shivcha Sarah, was only children fathered by the maidservant of Sarah. Nishkein erech to Yitzchak ben Sarah, and therefore no comparison to Yitzchak, the son of Sarah. The son of Sarah. So in other words, that even Avraham Avinu's own children are in no comparison to Yitzchak himself. Al pize is oich muvav as Yishmol's tshuva ton in the Torah is the Torah meramez b'shaychus mit kfuras Avram, and this explains also why the fact that Yishmol did tshuva is only alluded to by the Torah by the burial of Avram and in them was heilachas Yitzchak lefanov, and is expressed how do we see that he did tshuva, because he allowed Yitzchak to go before him. Der iker chet fin Yishmol was solidem hat Avram im gemusta bekshik zusammen mit Hagarin. Because the main sin that Yishmol committed, which led to the fact that Avram had to send him away, is das was hat geteinet, as it is the bechayr und neitel pishnayim, was because he considered himself to be the firstborn and therefore has the firstborn rights, and therefore he should take double, as is the halacha by a bechayr. Erot nisht anekendem emes, he didn't recognize the real truth, as there is nor the ben ashivcha nisht ken yerish, that he's only the son of the maidservant and he's not an heir at all. Und der emes yerish is Yitzchak ben agvira, and that the true heir is Yitzchak, who is the son of the princess of the home, not of the queen of the home, not of the maidservant. Und wie Sarah hat gesagt, garish am azayzes benokid le yirish ben am azayzes ben Yitzchak, as in fact, Sarah gave this as the rationale why he needs to be sent away, why Yishmol and Hagar need to be sent away, because he has no place inheriting any part of this home, of this estate, of this tradition, of this family. So we see that was the issue. Und der Pfad ist ein Tshuva angedeutet, and that's why, to express the Tshuva of Yishmael, where is it expressed? Number one, dafke beim Inyan HaKfura L'Achab et Roshul Avram, dafke by the burial of Avram, which means after the passing of Avram. Vos doses des man, vens is nike bepoil, as a halt sich nishvar ha-yeirish, which is the time when it became obvious that he was acknowledging that he was not an heir to Avram. And Bey, the number two, midem voserot demos magd given Yitzchok, and the fact that at that time he allowed Yitzchok to go first, erotav anekendem emes and meidig given as Yitzchok is the Yerish, that he made it clear that he acknowledges and that he admits that Yitzchok is the true heir, umachuy bikfurosei, and he is the one that is in charge of the burial, that's the job of the heir, and that's why he goes first in a hut in them. On Ed is the Ben Ashivchon, that he acknowledges that he is only the son of the maidservant. On Dos is the Klodos, the Gescheiches, from the Inyonavos Reden sich in the Seder, zum Nomer from the Seder. And this is the theme that is found throughout the Seder and its connection to the name of the Seder, Chai Yisora, the life of Sora. While in Zeh is Mudgish, the Uftu von Iravoide, because these three stories bring out the emphasis of Sora's Avoida, Vostos is the Emesachayim, which it brings out the true eternity of her life. Her Avoida would continue. Arozbing and Abdullah and Nisht Erech Tzvishin Yitzchok and Yishmol, Idin and Nisht Idin, to bring out the vast separation between Yitzchok and Yishmol, or in a general sense, between the Yidin and the non Jews. So to explain this on a deeper level, Hayeis as the Metzias from Shemayim va'Oretz v'Cholzva Eim Kol Lumos Ha'Olam is Bishvil Yisrael. Since the very creation and everything that's created in the world, which includes all the nations of the world as well, is all for the sake and benefit of the Yidden. The Gansa Matorah from Zeh Abriyah is Salib Yidden. The entire purpose of their creation was in service of the Yidden. V'Meila Oiv Zefirin Zechnisht. So therefore, if they do not conduct themselves according with their purpose, is nishfaran de siba from zeh metzias, so then there is no reason for them to exist altogether. Since their entire creation was in order to service the Yidden, so if they don't service the Yidden, then there's no reason for them to exist at all. Alpize yesh lahaz bibederech hesher, and based on this, we can explain at least perhaps. From the Zion mitzvah b'nei noyach, what is the meaning? What is the theme of the seven mitzvahs of b'nei noyach? The Zion mitzvah b'nei noyach is nisht an inyan v'tachlos farzich. It's livzei alein. The seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach do not have their own a purpose in and of itself. Like by Torah mitzvahs, we say that the mitzvahs themselves are the original thought of Hashem. He wanted those mitzvahs. The mitzvahs have their purpose. That is the purpose, the mitzvah itself, Torah itself. But the Sheva B'nai Mitzvahs, B'nai Noyach, they are there to serve some other purpose. They're only there as a stepping stone, as a way of getting to another purpose. Nor dos oich is b'shvil Yisrael b'shvil HaTorah. The seven mitzvahs of Noach are also in there in order to accommodate the Yidden and the Torah. So, Libn Kiyam HaTorah HaMitzvahs for Yidden, they're there in order to accommodate, to allow for the Yidden to be able to do Torah HaMitzvahs. Kedei as Yidden zol lekenem HaKayim zayin Torah HaMitzvahs, mamshul zayin, dem oyer lekiva sezhecha from velt. The Torah HaMitzvahs have the purpose to draw down godliness into the world. Darvz is, and this is there in order to facilitate that. The seven mitzvahs are there to facilitate that. Darf divel zayin lo sheves ru'uya u'muchshedetzu. And since the Yidden need a world in which to draw the godliness into, the world has to be a place which is able to receive this kind of revelation. So it has to be an orderly world, which is deserving, which has the ability to be able to accommodate and integrate such godliness. And making the world into an habitated place, into an orderly place, that's the purpose of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. The Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach are there in order to bring order to the world. Undefar, and therefore, when a ben noyach is over if eine von the zayim mitzvahs, when a non-Jew violates one of the seven mitzvahs, on unterscheid welcha mitzvah this is, and it doesn't make a difference which of the mitzvahs, what seems important or what seems less important of those seven mitzvahs, is a mechuyev misa, bitul mitzvah. The punishment for any of the seven mitzvahs that are violated by a goy is that they have to die, they should die, which means that they no longer exist. Vibal as the matara un siba von zeh mitzvahs is nish beter tachlos fazich. Since the purpose of the non-Jewish people is has no intrinsic value, that it exists for some intrinsic purpose, it exists only in order to facilitate that the Yidden should be able to be mekayim Torah and mitzvahs. But if they're not doing that, so then there is no purpose to their life. By a Yid, when you say, if he doesn't do what he should do, but there is some intrinsic value to his life anyway, therefore he doesn't deserve to die for any aveira that he does. But if the entire purpose of one's life is only for a certain purpose, and when they don't fulfill that purpose, there's no reason for them to live at all, therefore the violation of any of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noyach calls forth the punishment of death. Bitla Metzias, they no longer have a reason to live. Nor Bishvil Yisrael, their entire purpose is only in order to facilitate the Yidden's mission, is ven efirt nisht oizayn tafkit, so therefore when he doesn't fulfill his purpose, the B'nai Noyach, falirte bederech memele dem yisayt vizayn kiyum in velta, therefore he loses, by definition, any reason why he should continue to exist in this world. Vibald as in dem bashteit zeh metzias, and since that's what the purpose of the non-Jewish world is there for, hotas gedav zayn nikke gleich klappe dem ersten Eden Avram. So therefore, this has to be immediately recognized in the presence of the very first Jew. If they're there for that, so then it has to be recognizable when the first Jew comes along, Avram Avinu, and how that is the truth right then and there, right at the beginning. And this idea is also emphasized, brought out by these three stories in Parsha Chayesorik Lakama, as will be explained. In the Eshta Parsha is Das Mudgish in Avram, Avram's raid, Ger V'toshav and Tutsar in Egerim Lav V'cholu. In the first story is brought out by what Avram said, if you want, then I can be, you can treat me like a stranger and deal with me that way, but if not, I will conduct myself like the rightful owner. Eretz Yisrael is b'shafen geworden durch ein Eibishem mit der Kavona, as is all abgegeben werden zu Eden. Eretz Yisrael was created by Hashem for the purpose of eventually giving it to the Yidden. The Friedike beritzayne nosun lehem, the fact that originally he gave it to other nations, zu umes ha'olam is zu libe, was only for the purpose, then beritzayne nosun lehem nosun lona was that eventually he's going to take it away from them and give it to the Jews. Und das Gufe ist beäufen, als jeder Chilik von Eretz Yisrael hat gehad sehr Zeit und Weg, wenn und wie es soll angekommen zu Jeden. And in this itself, Hashem had a plan, how every part of Eretz Yisrael has the proper time and the proper way in which it should end up reaching the true owners, which is the Jewish people. Klolus Eretz Yisrael hat gedacht angekommen zu Jeden erst bis man Yeshua. The general ownership of Eretz Yisrael had to wait until the time of Yeshua. Friyev ol given tirbal lechachayis asada, as Hashem said, if it would happen immediately earlier than that, so then the animals would overrun it, and so on. It wasn't the right time. It had to come at a certain time. Und durch kibush, and it had to come through conquering the land, through war, and so on. So there's the proper time and the proper way. Und die Ma'aros HaMachpela, however, the Ma'aros HaMachpela had to come to Avraham, Tzlib Kvurasar, had to reach the Jews in an earlier time, to Avraham himself, for the purpose of burying Sarah, durch sein Abkaufenes von B'nei Ches, and it had to reach him through buying it, purchasing it from B'nei Ches. Und das ist gewähnt, Kavanas Avraham, beim Sagen im Tirzu Adenu Ger, and that's what he meant when he said, Avram said, meant when he said, if you want, you can treat me like a stranger, like a visitor. Vim lav et lenem en adin. If not, I'll take it by law. Hashem told me that he would give it to me. What did he mean by that? If you will fulfill the reason why Hashem gave you the Maros HaMachpelah to begin with, which is so that you could sell it to me, so then let's do it that way. Then fine, I am going to buy it, and that's how it should reach me. And this is also true in the context of Torah, seeing it from the perspective of Torah, that the Ma'aros HaMachpelah had sich gefunden frie bei Zei, that first the Ma'aros HaMachpelah was in their control, by Bnei Ches, by the Bnei Ches and Avram, darf es abkaufen und es kum zu in Torah, that Avram has to buy it, and that this is a story told in Torah which adds to the story of Torah, not only to the story of Torah, but the halachas in Torah as well. A parsha, it adds a parsha, a limud, kichichichich, mistei ed, Ephraim, v'oid. It also teaches us a halacha in how one is able to kiyikach, that what does it mean to take, like the Gemara says, that what does it mean when one takes a wife? How do you know, how do you take a wife? So we learn it from Stei Ephraim, that Avram took it. It means he bought it from Ephraim. So we know also that through the transfer of money, when you give a woman money, she becomes your wife. That's how she gives her. That's how she is acquired as a wife. That's how she becomes a wife. We learn it from the story of Ephraim. So in Torah also, there had to be added through this story. But if they refuse to sell it, then I'm going to take it by law. If they refuse to carry out their ultimate purpose, why they have it to begin with, by giving it to Avraham Avinu, this will nullify any right that they have to own it, because they're not doing what they're meant to be doing with it, which is the reason that they owned it to begin with. If the Maros HaMachpelah is it lenem en adin, then I will just take it, because it's no longer yours. You no longer have a right to own it, because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is the reason why you have it to begin with. Und das als shaykh zu chayes sara, and all of this comes from the life of Sarah. This is all through the mission, through the Avoda of Sarah. Vida Pasuk is Magdim, Yakam Avram al Pnei Meisai, as the Pasuk says, and Avram stood up from his wife Sarah, Vaidabar Bnei Ches Leimer, and he spoke to the Bnei Ches, saying, as we'll explain what this means, what the connection with Sarah. Hazoi is was the ummah zayne b'shul Yisrael, in the same way, this idea that the ummahs are only there in order to service the yidden, is muzber in the tzveiten inyan nesu Yitzchak. This is also explained in the second story in the parsha, which is the marriage of Yitzchak. The erste was is geboren na'id, Yitzchak, who happened to be the first person born as a Jew. Verifka, and his marriage to Rivka. The Arichas in the Parsha, wegen den Nissen, was haben getroffen mit Eliezer, and this long story, as it's told, about the various miracles that happened to Eliezer, was er wegen zei ibedetzel zu Besul und Lavan, which he then reiterated to Besul and Lavan, und was das hat gefehlt, als euch zei anerkennen, als mir Hashem yotza adover, and that they heard the story also made them realize that this is something from Hashem himself, and that this is how it must be. And therefore, maskim to end some shidduch, and therefore they agreed to the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka. Hine Rivka lefanecha, kach v'leich, as they said, here is Rivka before you, take her and go. Kasher de Hashem, because this is what Hashem spoke. Das als brengt der Reus, as the ike v'tachlus von als was da is geschehen, seinen Avram and Yitzchak v'shul Yisrael, this brings out also that the entire story, everything was about Avram and Yitzchak. It was all about them. This was why this whole story happened, and all the miracles and so on. Und noch mehr, and even more. So, b'shas b'suel, had gewollt ma'akev sein. When Psuel wanted to interfere, he said he thought maybe to delay it. He wanted to suggest that they delay it. Is batel geboren zu metzias? Then he ceased to exist, meaning, as Rashi says, he died. If he wanted to interfere, he died. Hayes as the metzias from Psuel is kedei v'psuel yolod es Rivka. Since the very existence of Psuel was only there in order to bring Rivka into the world so she could be a wife to Yitzchak, von em soll geboren werden Rivka und sie soll chassen mit Yitzchaken, is b'shas er will es abhalten, so therefore if he wanted to interfere with that, ver bottles amitzias, he no longer has any reason to exist. His whole purpose is only to bring Rivka for the purpose of marriage to Yitzchak, and if he wants to interfere, there's no reason for him to live anymore. So that's the second story. The same is true for the third story in the parsha. The Torah is the madgish nishnor as Yishmol is ben ha'oma. The Torah is not only telling us that he is the son of the maidservant, a ben von shivcha sora, a son of the maidservant of sora. Nor nochmer, even more, as a metzias is tluya dafke in dem vaser anekent as it is ben ha'oma. But that his very existence depends on his acknowledging that. He must acknowledge that he is secondary, that he is no comparison to Yitzchak. Where do we see it? Ifim pasuk b'siyum ha-sefer, ha-sipur, on the pasuk at the end of this story, al pnei kol echav nafo, it talks about where Yishmol settled, that he fell upon his brothers. Zong Chazal, our sages tell us, why does it use the term fell? Before Avram died, Yishkin, he dwelled. That's where he lived. Mishameis Avram, once Avram died, Nafal, then he was considered fallen. V'yashlema as a pirush apnimi in them is, one can explain that, what is the inner meaning of this? Yishmol's tshuva was b'shteitin zayne kenen as it is, abena oma kenal. Yishmol's tshuva, which, as we said before, is the recognition, the acknowledgement that he is only the son of the maidservant, is gekumen durch Avram's tefila lu Yishmol yichel fanecha yichye birasecha. This came as a result of Avram Avinu's prayer to Hashem that Yishmol should also live before Hashem, meaning to do the right thing, which means yichye birasecha, you should live with the fear of Hashem, with the reverence of Hashem. Was the Eibishtart ongen in the tefila, and Hashem accepted Avram Avinu's prayer. As the pasuk says, Hashem says to Avram, and I listen to you also in regards to Yishmol. He too will be, elevated. Und das meint actually mes Avram yishkein mishemes Avram nafal. And this is what is meant by that statement, that until Avram died, he was living, dwelling. When he died, he fell. Kolzman Avram leapt. By Yishmol, Banagosai, it means not literally Avram lived or died. What it means is, as long as Avram was living in the life of Yishmol, calls man Yishmol hal badet filos Avram lu Yishmol yichib irasecha. As long as Yishmol was going to live up to the prayer of Avram that Yishmol should live in the fear of Hashem, ubemele filte vizayin emes emetzias is ben ha'oma, and therefore he acknowledges that all he is the son of the maidservant. Is it an amatzah for Yishkin? Then he has a rightful place in Avram's life. Hot zaymetzias anort. So then he has a right to live. He's recognizing what he is, and that's what his purpose is. So therefore, that's what he lives for. Of a mishameis Avram, but if the Avram within him dies, he tears himself away from what Avram was praying for, is nafal, so then, in other words, that he stops recognizing and acknowledging that he is merely ben ha'ama, so then nafal, then he falls, he dies, then he will no longer be a metzias, because if he's not living for the purpose of what he was created for, then he has no reason to live. So it's the same concept as the other two stories. Un oich der inyan, and also this idea, vider metzias for nish yidden b'shul Yisrael, as seen as the comparison between the yidden and the non-Jews, that there is no comparison. The shaych avodah sora dafka, this is something that belongs to the avodah of sora. Because the riber is this, the nekuda ikus from ganz parsha chayisora, and that's why this is the running theme in the parsha of Chayesara. The name Avram, Zok Teire, is Hashem Ava Moin Goyim Satiha. The name Avram, the Teire describes what is the meaning of Avram. It's made up of the word Av of Hamoin Goyim. That Avram was the father, the leader of all the nations. Was das meint, as mitzad sein uftun im Welt, Av, hat er a Scheiches euch lehavdel zu Hamoin Goyim. That because of Avram's accomplishments in the world, which were directed also to the other nations, that's why he is the leader of all those nations. And for this reason itself, mitzadain hashpo invel, because of his influence on the world, the herzich nisht in the umas as they have nisht kemetzius laatzmam, and because of it was Avram's influence, and that he had an impact on them, and he changed things within them. And therefore, they don't recognize anymore that they have no metzias at all, because they are also connected to Avram. So therefore, they have a metzias, as opposed to their whole metzias being dependent on the Yidden. Because they had influence from Avram, and he had an impact on them, therefore, it took on a certain reality for them as well. And therefore, it sort of neutralized this exclusion that they have no other metzias other than the Yidden. Mashenkin Sara is Meloshin Sarara, whereas the name Sara comes from the word of the master. Zi is Sara Alakel, she was the master over everything. Umetzad ir inyan the herzog by umasa oilam as Eden, seine shalot of zeir metzias. And because of, and from her, from the way Sara conducted her life, it was clear that the umas oilam are completely subservient to the Yidden, and that they rule over everything. Umemela as is anim shorsim to Sara be Yerushel Yisrael, and therefore they are merely servants to Sara and to her heirs, which is Am Yisrael. So by Avram, the word that he was called is Av, the father, which means that they have a connection to him as well. They come from him too, and therefore it's not clear that they have no metzias other than serving the Yidden. But from Sarah, which means to rule over, that rule means that you have no connection to them. The Yidden are the children, you are the servants, and that's it. Yudbeis lechayre kemenachal fregen, but still the question could be asked. Emes taka, it may be true, as in the inyanim from the seder drikin zechoyis, the avoda from un uftu from sara, that the theme of the seder taka expresses all this avoda of sara. Vibald, but as bepayel redin zevegen zman, vasid nachir ptira. But since in fact all the stories happen after she passed away, seine zefortnishin ganz avesim zum mitten taych for chayis sara. So then still, it doesn't live up to the name Chayesara in that way, at least, that it's all happening after she passed away. The Kufchav Zayin Shana, Vasiyot Gilept, Ba'almedein Ungiton Ir Avodah, that it's not connected to the 127 years that she lived in this world and she did her Avodah in this world. And the entire Seder talks about a period after that, is the Bir Bazet. So the explanation is the Kudus Einyo from Parsha Chayesara. The theme of Chayesara, Hagam as dos is inim zman von Nochir Ptira, even though it's talking about a period after she lived, dos hat Sara uvgitam ba'avei dosa indikav kuchav zayin shana b'chayusa ba'almadein. All of these things were accomplished during her life in this world. So peil zayin as almadein zol deheren as zayin metziyas b'shul Yisrael, that she had the impact that the whole world should recognize that it only exists for the purpose of the Yidden. Siz noraz be'eis ir avoda b'peil is the uftu behelim. It's only that when she was alive and she was having this impact, it was still remained concealed. Undos kumt lidegile dafka lachavitirosa, and that it only was revealed, it came to revelation only after she passed away. The dogmas vidasizki do in an inyan vas in the shamas ben ganedin zayin an enem aziva shchina, similar to what we say, what is known, that the shamas in ganedin, they enjoy the presence of the shchina, the revelation of shchina that which is revealed to them. As the ziva shchina is viteirosim vavidasim mamish, is ziva teirosim vavidasim mamish, that this ziva shchina that we talk about, that the shamas in ganedin enjoy, the presence of godliness that they enjoy, is the result of their own Torah and Avodah. That's the what they're seeing is the impact of their own Torah and Avodah. It's the result of what they did in this world, what the neshamas did while they were in this world. That's what they get to enjoy in Gan Eden. It's only that when they did it in this world, it was happening, but it was still concealed. When they go to the next world, to Gan Eden, then it's revealed to them and they can enjoy it there. So also, Sarah, all the efforts that she put in during her lifetime to make all that happen, when is it actually revealed? When does it come to fruition? Only after she passed away. When Ayei says the Tachlis Shleimus Aveda is, and since the ultimate purpose of Aveda is, or the ultimate perfection of Aveda is, as does was the Aveda tut ozol kumen sof kol sof eich begilui, that everything that is that it was accomplished should also be revealed, which happens in Olam Haba. When Vigereta Mo Bariches, as was mentioned already once in the past, the Benegayet Sum Schar Gilu Ba'ilam Abba, that in regards to the reward, which means what is revealed in Olam Haba, as Dos is Nishkan Tzveita Zayta Gerinyin, that the revelation is not a gift, a prize that you get for what you did, for being a good boy in this world. Nor as the Shleimus HaGavon of Kiyim HaMitzvot Ba'ilam Hazeh Vert Durch Dem Vos the Amshocha Shal Yidei Kiyim HaMitzvot Kum Begilu Ba'ilam Abba, but rather, it is integral to the Avodah that you do, because the ultimate purpose of fulfilling all these mitzvahs is that they should ultimately be revealed. And that's what you get to enjoy. So in other words, it's not that you're given a gift, a prize for what you did. It's that you see the fulfillment, the perfection of your Avodah by it being revealed, and you're there to enjoy it. Is the Rebbe moving as the inyanim from the seder is velcha the avoda from sora kumpli de gilui? So therefore, we understand that all these things that are discussed in this seder, which talk about sora's lifetime's work being revealed into the world, zayin is echayus sora is zayin in the shleimus hamachuba from the kuvchav zayin shneis echayus sora. So that explains why they are the. That's what brings out the true meaning and the true life of sora, because them being revealed is what brings perfection to all of her efforts that she put in during her 127 years of Avodah in this world. And that's what he means when it's said before at the end of Ches, that it's all brought out from the Pasuk by Yaakov Avraham al pnei meisav daber lemer, that all of this was revealed after the passing of Sarah, because that brings out all of the Avodah that she did before. As he said, it will explain it later. Yud Gimel. Yeder inyan in Torah is Aira. Everything in the Torah is, of course, a lesson in our own personal Aveda. Is da Aira pshuto brudu benegei yameinu eilu fin ascholos aseda v'siyuma. So there is a lesson in this parsha at the beginning of the parsha and at the end of the parsha for our day and age, the time that we live in as well. B'shas es kumen b'nei Yishmol mit ha-taina. When the b'nei Yishmol, the Arabs, come with a taina. As im orosam ha-pele geher tzuzei. That it belongs to them, or some of Pelazaindik, the kinder von Avram, since they also are the children of Avram. Hotman in the Parsha, Klore Emfer, we have a clear answer to them in this Parsha. Nois of Alzev was the Rav HaMachriya from the Arvayim, was Gefinnezich in the Schenesdik Medinus von Etzisrol, und in Etzisrol, Hebron, etc. In addition to the fact that all of the Arabs that live in all those countries around Etzisrol, as well as in Eretz Yisrael and Hebron and so on and other places there, Shtamen kemefurusim nishvun Yishmol, so they don't come from Yishmol, as is well known, as the Ebenezer says. Hot eich Yishmol alein ken shayches nish tzudim oros ha-machpela. In addition to they don't come from Yishmol, Yishmol himself has no connection to the oros ha-machpela. For in the oros ha-machpela hot Avram gekoif tzlib kvura sora, because the oros ha-machpela was bought to bury sora. When Yishmol is doch k'omor nish de yerush von Avram von Sarah avadanish, and since Yishmol is not the heir of Avram and certainly not the heir of Sarah, is b'meile is verstandig as dos belangt nor zu benos shel Sarah. So it's clear that it belongs only to the heir, to the son of Sarah, Yitzchok, meaning to Yitzchok ulazer Yitzchok, and therefore to the descendants of Yitzchok, loy kol Yitzchok, not to all of Yitzchok. Yaakov Dafke, because Esav came from Yitzchak as well, but it comes from the children of Yitzchak, which means who is Miyuchas li Yitzchak is only Yaakov, not Esav. So it belongs only to the Yidden. Nochmer lent min arois from Siyam HaSedra. Even more we learn from the end of the Seder. B'shas is kum tatzait. Ben Yishmo verd vay vild. When a time comes and Yishmo becomes wild in his tainas. Unkumt mit vild the tainas atvias and comes with outlandish expectations. Zon idn nishmeira machazoshon, the Yidden shouldn't be afraid. On the spol veren the fun, the Yidden shouldn't be influenced by it. Medarfim nor the monin the emes. All you have to do is remind him of the truth. As I metzias is, ashiyol the hogar amitzus shivchas Avram l'sara, that who he really is, that he was born from the maidservant of Sara. On asven heipzich on halten for a metzias hazichem, when he begins to consider himself to be self-important. Nisht als ben von Shivcha Sora, he wants to be more than just the son of the maidservant. Verter al kopne echof nofal, this will lead to his destruction, as the pasuk says, as the Rebbe explained before, nofal, that's when he loses his metzias, he's fallen if he doesn't recognize what his true metzias is. Und in Teire shebeksav gleiben doch euch nit iden, and since in the written Teire the goyim also believe in it, is b'shas does vet sich uplegen by Yidden. So if the Yidden will integrate this, the Yidden will believe in this and relate to it, v'yis badaf tzayin, as it should be, as they should relate to it, un mevet das oif kleren oich nish Yidden besignen namasem, and this will be explained to the non-Jews also with the proper words. You have to explain it properly. Ob mit haloshen b'teichem borer b'golei, but to explain it clearly, not to beat around the bush. It has to be said clearly in the proper way, in the appropriate way. Certainly not that the Yidden should feel down and feel less than right and less than justified in the face of the other nations. And certainly not before the people that consider themselves the sons of Yishmol, that men oiferen leuchet sein if Yidden, so then they will stop putting pressure on the Yidden. For im euch zevel the Herren, because they also will hear the truth. Befrad durdemos mazlayo chazi, certainly that their souls, you know, their malachim or their spiritual side up there will see it. They see it, and therefore this will influence them as well. As dos zeya teiva, they will see that this is truly for their benefit as well. As the maros machpelah b'teichecha kol yisrael yisrael v'leisah, that the maros machpelah, including all the entire Eretz Yisrael of in every area of Eretz Yisrael, so zayin legamri euch begiloi unoch bezmanagolus leine b'nei ches b'shus fin Eden, should be completely. And also in the face of all the nations, and even during the Golus, it should already be recognized as being owned and the rightful ownership of the Yidden.